Attack ads are already running on both sides of the political spectrum. Here's one from incumbent Democratic Senator Mark Udall, calling his challenger's record troubling.
Because this really matters, it's important you hear this directly from me. My opponent, Congressman Gardner, led a crusade that would make birth control illegal and sponsored a bill to make abortion a felony, even in cases of rape and incest. We're talking about your rights as women, as families, as Coloradans.
Udall is referring to the so-called Personhood Amendment. Colorado voters overwhelmingly rejected it twice, in 2008 and in 2010. Republican Representative Cory Gardner was a strong supporter, but has since reversed course. His campaign says Gardner now opposes the personhood measure because it has the potential to outlaw common forms of birth control. He's running his own ad.
Barack Obama's smart guys from Washington think they can come into Colorado to play politics. They're attacking me for changing my mind about personhood after I learned more and listened to more of you. No wonder Senator Udall and President Obama can't relate to that.
This year, the language on the initiative is different. Instead of granting personhood at the moment of fertilization, the proposal would include unborn human beings in the Criminal Code and Wrongful Death Act.
This would be very sweeping.
That's Nancy Leong, a professor at the University of Denver's Sturm College of Law.
The immediate thing that a lot of people are reacting to is the reproductive arena. But if you think about how many times the word person and how many times the word child appear in the Colorado Constitution, there's hardly an area of law that wouldn't potentially be affected in some way.
She cites child abuse laws as one example.
If there were some argument that a woman placed her unborn fetus in a position that led to the miscarriage.
Leong says it will also have interesting political implications.
People who believe strongly in reproductive rights will be galvanized.
Democrats are certainly trying to use the personhood proposal to attract women and independent voters. At a recent rally to kick off the No on Amendment 67 campaign, the left-leaning group Progress Now Colorado brought a full-size cutout of Congressman Gardner to illustrate his flip-flop on the issue.
I don't know if the personhood amendment per se is the big deal. The big deal is the larger backdrop.
That's Colorado State University political science professor John Strayer. He says it benefits Democrats to focus on social issues and attempt to depict Cory Gardner's views as outside the mainstream.
I think the Udall folks, knowing that Cory has an attractive persona, he's young, he's energetic, he's smart, he would be a tough opponent. And so I think from their standpoint, the strategy had to be to define Cory for most of Colorado before Cory got a chance to define himself.
Whether that'll be successful is hard to say. Polls show the U.S. Senate race is neck and neck. Owen Loftus is a spokesman for the Colorado Republican Committee. He says abortion isn't an issue at the top of most voters' minds.
Even if you look at polling about women voters, the issues that are most important to them, it's jobs and the economy.
And Loftus says he doesn't think the personhood measure will hurt Gardner, even though Gardner still supports a similar federal proposal.
It's not personhood federally. The Democrats like to say that it is personhood, but it's not.
The federal bill is called the Life at Conception Act.
Obviously, he's a victim of some bad political advice. There's no reason for him to pull local support while he's still 100% behind the federal amendment.
Jennifer Mason is a spokeswoman for the Yes on Amendment 67 campaign. She says by changing his position at the local level, Gardner is showing it's more a political game than personal conviction.
He certainly didn't win over any Republicans. You know, our base here in Colorado is made up of conservative voters. So, who have been very disappointed with Cory Gardner.
Still, Mason admits that most of those conservative voters are still likely to vote for Gardner, especially when they're upset over other hot-button issues, such as Obamacare and Benghazi. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.